If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, speaking of all things throwback, when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What is the first thing that your senses activate, right? Is it a smell? Is it a feeling? Is it something that you see? Is it a sound? Things that you hear that are really just quintessentially home for you. And also, we all have our own definitions of what home is. So home could be your home of origin, where you grew up. Or home could be your home now, where you have your own family or your first ever home. You understand? The place where your roots lie and where you've planted your roots and where your spirit just brings you there. So when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? For me, when I think of home, quite random, the one thing that comes to mind or that I can experience is the smell of isongo sompako. Oh! If you've ever had songa sompago, that's literally bread made from uhat. I'm not going to say pot bread. From uhat. When that thing is being made on the stove, the smell just like encapsulates every single room. Like it just carries, you can smell the sweetness, the yeast, all of it. It's just delicious. So when I think of home, I think of isongo sompago and that smell. That for me is home. How about you? When you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you feel? What do you touch? What can you see? What's something that you can hear that's just home?
Yo, the first thing I come from home, yo, kuning. But I would say utumbal nkuku ehlatiwe. In fact, yeah, that's my favorite when it comes from home. Yo, that thing, yo.
Also, when it comes to idombolene, it mustn't be overcomplicated when it comes to how it's prepared. It must be just maximum 3 spices. Maximum 3 spices. And maximum of 2 vegetables, that being onions. Maybe a green pepper. Not too much. And then must be cooked for long so that the flavors seep in.
What makes me feel at home is the oxtail, the smell of oxtail with the pumpkin and the cinnamon.
Also walking into the home with that smell. Yeah, now that. Yo. Oxtail is dangerous. Anya is sabashem. Yeah.
I has mawufika ekhaya ke ubona umagogo ahlele stupini aflathelela ngalimshaya umqondo. Like that nje warms my heart nje. Uyambona ukuthi awumagogo uzirelaxele uyathena lapha elangeni. And then mongena endlini ke there's that room divider yakhe le ehlala icrockery necutlery. Leya ke uye kuphela uphethe isikhiya sakhona. We never get to use the plates or anything that's in there. But it's always clean, no dust, no nothing.
Yeah.
Then the first time I saw Goga Vula was when ngiceda ukumuphi isithombe ngifremele umkhulu kuso. Afaka leso sithombe akhiya futhi azikhele ekamereni ayofihla isikhiya. But it was the first and the last time avula laphaya.
And that's actually so true, yes. Ugh, you know what I'm thinking of now? Home, a red stoop. My people, why is the color always red of his stoop? You understand? When you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you think of? What do you feel? What can you hear that's really quintessentially home for you? When you think of home, wherever that may be for you, what do you think of? Random thought that just came through. Lace curtain. You know our mothers, hey? It was the generation of a lace. If your home didn't have a lace. And of course, there were particular manufacturers of a lace curtain. So when I think of home, lace curtain, babes. Oh, wholesome, original, man.
You know the smell of coffee? Not coffee etelo sugar, like coffee and dayelo. I pegile nizo sela nonke one by one gahle wanthelele ma commission. Hey, that smell, you feel like I'm going to put the coffee sengpolile wherever I was sick. Hey, I miss those days.
Also eat it, but the one that you have to strain in a strainer, that's home, right? Because you have to make it for ugogo kanye your parents. Hey, and the tea runs, yeah. Yo, I love a band of baby pussy. Yo.
Man, the only thing man away from home, intang in Tavangayo, sisteri, with mofi, ukulule, uyongene pavini, or ukale ngale ngale endlini encane sister. Hey, no feeling sister. Yeah, uzi futhi abantu manje kwakho. Inhliziyo iyakhululeka sister.
Yeah, yeah, I love that. But Debogo, hello.
This is Andy, how are you?
Wonderful.
I'm great. Thank
you. Talk to me, Boudouin. When you think of home, what do you think of? First thing that comes to mind.
Yes, this is what I think of when I think of home. Well, you know, growing up, umama, why take umngqusho, you know, or umhodi, or my sisters would bake, and kube na lesa smell ekhaya, you know.
Delicious.
When the weather changes, like it was raining, they would just change with it. They would cook stew or do this or do that. Now that they are no longer, all of them, my mother and all my sisters,
sure.
And now I'm saying this, you know, after the separation, I became an eligible bachelor. I make it myself.
Oh, wow.
I make it myself. I just, I make it. I'm
oh, that's incredible.
Just bake a beautiful scones like 2 days ago, and I just make it myself. I just sit and just say, you know what? I live at home, away from home.
Mm. And it's so, a beautiful thing now when you can smell all of those flavors and you can just feel your mother and your sister's presence around you. It's like they're cooking there with you.
Absolutely. You have no idea.
Sure.
When I was baking and I want to remember them, I would just go outside and open the door and come back and just get that smell and say, I am home again, you know? And I just do it that way all the time. Chakalaka, I'm on it. You tell me about it.
Yes.
I make it.
Home really is where the heart is, hey? And the heart
Absolutely.
Really is where your mom and your sister are and all the things that they did. Oh, man, so beautiful.
Absolutely, absolutely, Sis Andy.
Joangane Putebocha, the weather is changing. Ne? So if you feel like, if the feeling is coming, that's it, tomorrow is kaftinine. Yeah, you know I am. 195 Yans Mats, I'm just saying.
I know where you are. You know what? One of these days.
Yeah. So Ngom Sanduzu put us kaftinine, I'm just saying.
Expect it. When the weather changes, I will just, you know,
I love it.
I know where you guys are.
I love it. Thank you so much, Putebucho. When you think of home, what do you think of? Talk to me. Now, I want to hear from the girls, babes, Benda. But when you think of home, what do you think of? What's the first thing that comes to mind? And also, where is home?
For me, it's laughter. I know. It sounds like so strange, but every time I think of home for me is in Soweto, Eshawela.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my mom is. That's where my son is most of the time. And that's where we all go. Like a week doesn't pass without my siblings and I like literally driving to my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's always laughter
in
my mom's house. Like there's always people saying something that's, it's not necessarily funny. It's also how my mom reacts to things. She's very dramatic.
Of course.
Yeah, and
of
then course. We anticipate the reaction as we end. You know, so it's nice to also annoy her. So there's a lot of laughter. So every time I think of going home, I'm like, yo.
Oh, I love it.
It's so beautiful.
Julieta?
I don't have like home physicality. For me, it's a moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So home is a moment for me because, you know, I grew up in different areas.
Yeah.
I mean, even in Uganda, I don't even feel I belong, you know, because it's just moments when you go visit.
I get you.
You know, your parents' home. Northwest, it was in Galaxpan. So when I was just a child, you know, so I don't have like that place that's physically home.
I get you.
Unless if I say my house, but that's boring. So I'd say it's a moment where I'm with my family and we're praying with wherever they are. If we say now we're going to go visit my little sister there and we're all together and do the whole, those rituals, those moments. That's home.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. You know what I've realized now that you mentioned laughter as well, when it comes to my home, loudness. West Kenya, when my mom's with her sisters, the volume goes all the way up. I remember when my aunts used to come by, my dad would go into the room just to nap because they speak loud.
They're so
and
loud.
And it takes one.
Yeah.
And then all of them are shouting. You think it's a fight, but they're just. It's a normal conversation with laughs in between.
Yeah.
The girls are loud.
Yeah, of course.
Now I know where I get
How
it from.
Many are you?
But there's a lot of us.
Because imagine just many Andes. We hear you from there as soon as you open the door, we can hear Andy's arrived.
I'm the calm one.
No.
Go to my family.
The danger.
My mom's side, my dad's side, everybody. Even a hello in the morning, you're like, can we just start from low decibels? You know what I mean? Loudness. So, you, Feel Good Family, talk to me. When you think of home, wherever that is for you, what is something that comes to mind? Doesn't have to be a place, but just a feeling, a moment, as Juliet also spoke about as well. Talk to me. What is it for you?
Hey, Andy. We are lazy le punga leli le limbi nje le punga la kona. Lo mtogo lo sawa. Bayayibilisa ngisho le nto yakhona le ngempuphu namanzi awombe. Seyinuka kakubi nyana so sawarish nje. Yeah, sasidla loyo mtogo. Nje mangifika ekhaya nje. I want that mtogo, man. I want that smell. I want that sourness. And ake kithi ke mawungena kuyathandazwa. You don't just knock and bulisa. Uyangena uyathandazwa ubonga ukuthi ufikile ekhaya. I just miss it. I just love that about home.
Also just decorum and structure. You understand? It's nice to have structure that, okay, at this time, goes into till. At this time, you do this. It's not just, hey, chilling on the couch. There's structure. Yeah. Yeah, no.
So when I think of home, you know, I think of cooking. Because no matter where I go, when I come back, I have to cook. Why? Because my brothers and my mom, they always wait for me to come and cook. Even when my sisters are around, my elder sisters, they all want me to cook because I'm a good cook. But they just don't understand that I am tired of eating my own food. But yeah, it's great. But seriously.
Yeah, girl, I hope you know what you're cooking tonight. Let's go to Velte Freedom Park. Patience. Hello.
Hi, Indy.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful. When you think of home, what do you think of?
You have baked goods. More specifically, queen cakes and scones. You know, my grandmother would bake, and not just baking, vanilla essence. No, my grandmother doesn't use those. Mm. Would use, not lemon rind from a shack and say lemon.
Oh, wait.
You would. You put lemon rind. You know that smell, yeah, lemon rind mixed with flour, eagle oven. Whew, that takes me home. That I can just smell it right now. Anything lemony. If it's lemon marmalade on the side, if it's not, this, but more so, anything lemony just takes me home.
Also, the smell of anything lemon being baked is it's out of this world.
Smells very good. That smells, and it's baked on those trays. One of those trays, we don't get them anymore. You know, those ones is running half moon shape pans, where it's gone stuck on a pumatumati, it's orange or nightshade on the bottom. Oh, Lord. Harm definition at its best.
I think the next thing that you need to do, Patience, is plant a lemon tree in your backyard just so that you can have that piece of home and have that piece of your grandmother as well. So when you go outside and you smell that and when you make yourself just even water utislay a lemon, you think of her. Ay, home really is where the heart is, hey? So when you think of home, what's the first thing that comes to mind? What do you think of? Who do you think of? What are the people that are there? What's in that home? What does it sound like? What does it smell like, hey?
So for me, Andy, home is many things. Home is going to my grandmother's house and ongpegeli spinach because she knows I love the spinach. Home is going to my mom's house and ongpegeli kabishi because, she knows I love it. Kabishi, you know, or ingwena. She knows I love those. Home is being at my place and being free and comfortable at my own space. Yeah, I like being free in my own space. I mean, Opalu 4. And you do whatever that you want to do when you're at your place. And home is when family is together, like my mom's family, you know. It's when we are together and we're laughing and we're chatting, you know. Even if there's a funeral at home, but because of Sihlangene song, you can't even tell because there's a funeral. It's the laugh that we just have for each other and the laughter. And there's so many things, the stories. So yeah, man, that is home for me.
Also, can we talk about every family having that uncle? Yeah. The one who disappears, abuye, every 3 or 4 years. And there's stories, as ngahlangani, but you just like, yeah, malume, okay.
I know, mina, as isilungu sisangena kakhulu because kwaphuma nesintu. So when I go home, actually it's all about music must cultural music
yeah.
Maskande kuzokuyovalwa sivuka kumaskande silala kumaskande sithandaza umaskande yonke into umaskande when I'm at home so manje yabona it's so beautiful and nice to be home man because manje we miss that la ematropeni sidlala amapiano makwaito sidlala ama-R&B but home we play only cultural music.
I love it when home has a sound, hey, that's a beautiful thing. I just thought of one now because for me home is that black soil because I've realized in Cape Town as well as here in Johannesburg it's the soil here is the brown and the orange kind of color and it's clay like but Eastern Cape we have that black soil and it's that grain as well and honestly for me it's just the most beautiful thing when I'm home and then it rains and then that smell of the soil, yo, just delicious home. Yeah, yeah.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.